Hey guys, welcome one and all to New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast, if you're tuning in from podcast land. This is episode 18. 18, guys, that's awesome. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. I'm Ben in Toronto, and we've got a great show today. We're taking a look at the Polaris Music Prize, and we're talking to Backwash, the winner of the 2020 Polaris Music Prize. We've got some new music from Toronto's Julie Neff, but first we're going to check out the new one from Eclecticus. Toronto band Eclecticus is a rock duo made up of music and life partners. This seems to be an ongoing and unintentional theme for the show. Made up of music and life partners, Gar Reid and Tina LeMay. The duo just released their fourth album, Take Me Away, which is a rich rock acoustic kind of flavor and pretty solid vocals. The duo describes it as having dramatic drums and haunting keys. The album itself was written and recorded during the lockdown sort of isolation period of this past year. And the band says it is meant to reflect the current environment. When you listen to the record, the band hopes you will feel like you were in the room with Gar and Tina. Heartfelt and soulful, the album was written to get you right in the gut. LeMay said this about the new album, quote, "I think many would find they are inspired to write during this time, considering the historical circumstances we are living in right now. Although the opposite may ring true too, for us, this was a very creative time, and we use it to write an album that we really enjoy, and we hope listeners do too." End quote. The title track on the album is the latest release by Eclecticus. The track is called Take Me Away. This is what Reid had to say about the track. Quote, "When we originally wrote the title single, Take Me Away, it had a faster tempo. However, we felt making it more laid back would allow the vocals to shine and the interplay of the guitars, drums, and keyboards to be heard." End quote. This is the beautiful new track by Eclecticus, Take Me Away.
What kind of a world do we live in? Now it seems so wrong. When you feel you're not that strong. Angry hearts, bitter news. Lesser of evils we must choose. It's coming around and it won't be long. Well, take me away down the long road. Take me away, yeah, down the wrong road. What kind of a world are we leaving for the ones we love? Avoid the hype and rise above. Summertime, take it slow. Hanging around with friends you know. We're coming around and it won't be long. Thank you.
later.
The Polaris Music Prize is an annual $50,000 award given to one Canadian artist or musical group for outstanding work in Canadian music in the past year. The award is given based on artistic merit alone, regardless of the genre or the record sales or even the label. The preliminary jury is made up of literally hundreds of music journalists across the country. Those jurors select what they consider are the five best Canadian albums released in the previous year. The ballots are tabulated with each number one pick awarded 5 points. Jesus.
This is so complicated.
The ballots themselves are tabulated with each number one pick awarded 5 points, the number two pick awarded 4 points, and so on. A long list of 40 titles is released in mid-June and promoted to the public. The long list is then sent back to the jury members. The jurors then resubmit 5 top picks from the long list. These ballots are all retabulated, and then the top 10 titles form the Polaris shortlist. The list is released in early July and again promoted to the public. A smaller group of 11 jury members, known as, quote, the grand jury, end quote, convene in Toronto at the Polaris Music Prize Gala in late September, deciding the ultimate Polaris Prize winner. This year, of course, Polaris Prize took place entirely live-streamed online. Shortlist finalists this year featured Jesse Reyes, Dan Snaith, and Caribou. The 2020 award ultimately went to Montreal artist Backwash. Backwash is a Zambian-Canadian rapper based in Montreal, Quebec. Backwash's musical style blends hip-hop with heavy metal post-rock, including samples from bands like Black Sabbath, as well as instrumental interludes influenced by Canadian indie staple Godspeed You Black Emperor. We actually mentioned them on the show last week. God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It is Backwash's first full-length album. Backwash also has a couple of EPs that are available and well worth a listen. The full album is currently available on Bandcamp. We got a chance to catch up with Backwash right after the artist won the 2020 Polaris Music Prize. So here is some of that interview. How are you feeling right now after winning?
I don't believe it. It's trippy. It's extremely trippy. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's symbolic because this is the most of myself that I've been ever since I started living on this earth, and you know, it's just incredible. I think it's very symbolic on the world just kind of telling me to be myself.
For somebody who has never heard your music, what would you tell them to expect? What would you want to say about it?
I'll say, hold on to your seatbelts.
Awesome. So is there a track that you would want somebody who has not heard your music yet to start with?
Probably Black Magic or Spells. Probably those two. I think those kind of encompass the sound that is happening right now.
As the 2020 Polaris Music Prize winner, what message do you have for young artists?
I would just say, unapologetically make the music that you want to make. That should be the most important thing. If 20 people like it, that's fine, continue making it. If 10 people like it, that's fine, continue making it. And don't sell yourself short, just continue being your authentic self.
Awesome, thank you so much for hanging out. Congratulations again, Backwash, for winning the 2020 Polaris Music Prize. This is Spells from God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It.
I don't know if my emotions buy an off switch by the office, while the doors are open closing and there's no one in the corridors. At my reflection, like yeah, here's a sorry thought. But this shit is so very simple, heart is so dead with tissue. The karma is heaven, hits you. See, my only option is devoting myself to mystery. Think that I'm responsible, this monster will let me hear you.
Very cool. Julie Neff is a singer and songwriter based in Toronto, Canada, and she musically tempts her listeners with smooth acoustic... She musically tempts her listeners with smooth acoustic sound layered with rich, compelling vocals. Neff has just released her second single this year, Those Dreams. According to Neff's website, she is, quote, inspired by musicians like Leslie Feist, Florence Welch, and Nina Simone, end quote. Neff brings unflinching honesty to lyrics, and I think that's true with this song more than ever. The singer also noted in an interview that she finds writing music to be a cathartic experience. Helps her deal with the ups and downs of this weird thing that we call life. I'm paraphrasing there a bit and possibly projecting. Those Dreams is the perfect track to accompany a rainy night or a less than acceptable kind of day, if you've had one of those lately. If possible, try to enjoy this song with a dirty martini and sunglasses at night while you try to keep to yourself at an old mahogany bar. You know what? Backtrack on that. I don't think we can even go to bars right now, at least not inside. Just drink at home with headphones, like a responsible person. That's the responsible thing to do now. Oh, jeez. Oh, it's off track. The track also features vocals by Toronto hip-hop artist 3Card, a talented musician artist in his own right. 3Card has appeared on a number of singles as a featured artist. He also has 3 full-length albums under his belt. This is Those Dreams by Julie Neff.
Yeah, maybe I smile at you across the room. Doesn't mean I'll hold you and call you my muse. Yeah, maybe I hugged you after the show. Doesn't mean I'm lonely and want to go home with you. Yeah, maybe I sang you some nighttime blues. Doesn't mean I owe you my daytime muse. Yeah, maybe you thought you were the one and only. Doesn't mean I told you that you could hold.
Jezebel vibes, and yes, I don't know just how the miserable thrive. I might give in to this substance, wake up in the morning and deal with all these inner emotions and repercussions. Ooh, all of a sudden it's you giving me front, and it's true, there's truly nothing like the taste of your loving. What a waste, the opposite of your husband, just a brother who's running around dealing with these feelings of lust. Goddamn. Blades on a tractor, who knew you'd be a factor? Hey.
Baby, I got angry and spoke my mind.
Nighttime blues, give me nighttime truth, be mine.
Baby, I gotta run through the mud today.
Like these blades on a plow, how you like me now?
And I got angry and spoke my mind.
It's always been just a dream, seeking you shall find.
Everybody wants to think they're mine. You're holding on to something
that's a great one. That's a beautiful song just to chill and slow stuff down to. It's nice. It's a nice vibe. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to New Ones at Noon on Dropout Radio, aka the New Music Mondays podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Dropout Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan. I am your host, Ben in Toronto. This show airs every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon on Dropout Radio, streaming 100% Canadian independent music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available at dropoutentertainment.ca. And now back to 100% real Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.